Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and I hope you're ready to learn with us today.
And I'm Marie. You know, Peter, I'm ready to learn too. Today's topic is activities.
And the title of our lesson is Treehouses. Treehouses. Okay, Marie. Where was the best hotel that you stayed at?
Well, the best hotel I stayed at was on an island called the Bahamas. There was a water park right behind the hotel.
Wow, that sounds like a great hotel. Friends, we'll learn more about hotels today, but first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie.
Tanya Travel is a travel agent. She tells Rob about places to stay. Most people stay in hotels. Other people stay in special places. Tanya tells Rob about treehouses. One in Sweden is quite small. It's only 24 square meters. There is a fancy one in Africa. People there can watch the hippos in the river below the treehouse.
Thank you, Marie. So we are talking about cool hotels today, and you went to a very cool one. Tell us more about this hotel you stayed at.
Well, Peter, this hotel was very colorful, and it was very big. I want to go back and stay there again.
Oh, I might come too. Well, friends, it's time to get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
Hello, 我们今天在摄影棚里访问的是旅行社的服务专员 Tanya Travel。她首先谈到旅行的时候，在住宿方面可以有一些不同的选择。She talks about places to stay.动词 stay 指的是暂住或暂时留宿，大部分的旅客还是会选择住在 hotel 旅馆或者是饭店。Most people stay in hotels， 但是今天 Tanya 介绍了 treehouse 树屋这个住宿的选项。最小的树屋只有24平方公尺，平方是 square， 公尺是 meter， 所以 it's only 24 square meters。24平方公尺差不多是7平多。另外还可以选择住在非洲的树屋，这种树屋的下面就是河，你可以看到河里有河马 hippo。 You can watch the hippos in the river， 实在是很有趣。树屋下方就是一条河， The river is just below the treehouse。 介系词 below 就是在什么的下面的意思。
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome my guest, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the show, Tanya Travel.
Hello, Rob.
Tanya, you are a travel agent.
Yes, I am. I help people with their travel plans.
Where do people like to stay when they travel?
Most people stay in hotels, but other people stay in special places.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. How about staying in a treehouse?
Rob has a guest on his show today. She is a travel agent. What does a travel agent do?
They help people plan vacations and other trips. They know all the best places to visit and the best places to stay.
Wow, that's right. And we have a special teacher on this show. Her name is Christina, and she can help you learn English. Here she is.
作为一名旅行社的服务专员，Tanya 说她的任务就是要帮助人做旅游计划。她说 I help people with their travel plans。 我们来练习一下这个句型 help someone with something， 帮助某人做某件事。 要用介系词 with， 比如 I can help you with dinner， 我可以帮你做晚餐。 He helps us with the garden， 他帮忙我们整理花园。 Can you help me with the housework？ 你可以帮我做家事吗？
Thank you, Christina. Let's talk about this word, stay. Hey, Marie, stay right there, okay?
Okay. Peter, I am staying.
Great. Sometimes we use this word to mean wait or not move. Stay right there.
I am, Peter. I am. There's nowhere for me to go. But in today's lesson, we are using the word differently.
Yes, when you spend time living in a place or spend a night somewhere, you stay there. You can stay at your family's home or at a friend's house.
That's right, but it's not usually for a long time. If it is a long time, then we say that you live there.
So where do you like to stay?Do you stay in hotels?
When you need a place to stay, find a hotel. When I travel with my family, we stay in hotels. It's very fun.
Is it fun to stay in hotels?
Of course it is, Peter. The rooms are so nice and clean. You can watch movies and jump on the bed.
Well, today we learn about treehouse hotels.Let's learn more in Conversation B.
I'd like to stay in a treehouse.
You have many choices. Some are simple, others are very fancy.
Tell me about them.
There is a simple one in Sweden. It is only 24 square meters. It has a bed and a bathroom in it.
And a nice view?
Of course.
Is it expensive?
Of course. Staying in a treehouse hotel? Wow, that sounds amazing. Don't you think so, Peter?
I do, yeah, that sounds great. Yesterday, we talked about treehouses.I used to have one when I was a kid. People build them in their yards, and kids like to play in them.
So, Peter, maybe you don't like most hotels, but maybe you would like to stay in a treehouse hotel.
Yeah, that would be exciting. I wonder what kinds of treehouses there are.
Well, there are many choices. Some are simple, and others are very fancy.
Oh, simple. Okay, that means there are not a lot of extra things. It's not fancy and has all this extra stuff. I want to stay in a simple treehouse. It will feel more like my old treehouse back home.
Well, Peter, I want to stay in a fancy hotel. It should have a large, nice bed and other beautiful things.
Wow, but is it expensive?
Of course, Peter. That's great.
Okay, but why are you so excited about spending all that money?
Because is it expensive is today's
calendar phrase.
Is it expensive?
Is it expensive?
那很贵吗?
I love this house.
Is it expensive?
It's a big house.
Is it expensive?
And it has a big yard.
Is it expensive?
I don't know. It's not my house. Is it expensive?
Is it expensive?
那很贵吗?
Okay, so we have simple and fancy tree houses. Are the simple ones expensive too?
I think so, Peter, but it's still a tree house.
I guess so. Our guest on the show today talks about one tree house. It's a hotel in Sweden.
Wow, Sweden is a beautiful country in Europe. All right, friends, right now we have to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, we are talking about treehouses today. Now, where would you like to stay in a treehouse?
Well, Peter, I would want my treehouse in a really tall tree. Then I can see everything below me, just like a bird.
Wow, that would be very cool. I want my treehouse in a different country. That would be amazing. Well, we are about to find out about one treehouse in Africa. Let's find out more.
Tell me about a fancy one.
There is a nice one in Africa. It has a big bed and a bathtub.
Wow, that sounds really great.
You can sit and watch the hippos in the river below the treehouse.
So, it must be expensive.
Very.
Then, I need to start saving my money now.
Okay, friends, today we are learning about treehouses that are hotels. You can stay in them, but they are expensive. I bet they have great views, though, and great experiences.
I think they do. Well, we first learned about one hotel in Sweden. It has a bathroom and a bedroom in it. But now I want to learn about the nice one.
There is a nice treehouse hotel in Africa. It has a big bed and a bathtub. That sounds like a very difficult thing to build.
Yeah, but it sounds like a wonderful place to stay. And it seems like it's time to learn from Rebecca right now. Here she is.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for, a grammar point. This is a very useful grammar point. That sounds adverb. So you could say, that sounds like fun, or that sounds very hard, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks for the help, Rebecca. Well, that sounds easy. Let's try a few together. Hey, do you smell that? Something smells good.
Hey, do you know how to paint? It seems hard. Okay, friends, now it's your turn. Try it at home.
So this treehouse sounds really great. But the treehouse is not even the best part.
Well, Peter, then what is the best part?
At this treehouse, you can sit and watch the hippos in the river below the treehouse. That is very exciting. Hippos are really big animals. They live in Africa in the rivers.
Wow, that does sound exciting, but it also sounds expensive.
You're right. Well, if you want to go there, I think you need to start saving your money now.
That's a good idea. And I have another good idea. Let's go to Christina right now.
Rob 对于这个非洲树屋的旅游行程很感兴趣，所以他说 I need to start saving my money now. 我现在必须开始存钱了。我们再看一次这个句子，这个句子里有不定词 to 加上原形动词的形式，也有动词加 ing 的形式。I need to start saving my money now. 首先我们来练习一下动词加不定词的用法。I need to finish my work now. 或者 You need to speak louder. 再来看到 Rob 说的Start saving my money. 这个就是动词后面加 ing 动名词了。比如 Let's start practicing. 或是 We started building the treehouse today. 可是动词后面什么时候用不定词，什么时候又该用 ing 的形态呢？这些就必须用背的了。除了背下来之外，其实只要多读多听英文，也就可以正确而自然的使用了。
Thank you, Christina. Well, friends, we are out of time, so let's practice those keywords from today's lesson.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Stay. Stay.Where can we stay in the city?
Hotel. Hotel. Many people stay in this hotel.
Square. Square. This place is 2,000 square meters.
Meter. Meter.Just walk 100 meters to the shop.
Hippo. Hippopotamus. Hippo. Hippopotamus. You can see hippos at the zoo.
Below. Below. There are many people below us. Okay, friends, those are the key words for you today.And now, let's take a look back at today's lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome my guest, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the show, Tanya Travel.
Hello, Rob.
Tanya, you are a travel agent.
Yes, I am. I help people with their travel plans.
Where do people like to stay when they travel?
Most people stay in hotels, but other people stay in special places.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. How about staying in a treehouse?
I'd like to stay in a treehouse.
You have many choices. Some are simple.Others are very fancy.
Tell me about them.
There is a simple one in Sweden. It is only 24 square meters. It has a bed and a bathroom in it.
And a nice view?
Of course.
Is it expensive?
Of course.
Tell me about a fancy one.
There is a nice one in Africa. It has a big bed and a bathtub.
Wow, that sounds really great.
You can sit and watch the hippos in the river below the treehouse.
So, it must be expensive.
Very.
Then, I need to start saving my money now.
Was hard work.
It sure was, but Ginger, we did it.
Yeah, but our tree house is really small.
Well, that's because the tree is small.
Yeah, it's too small for a hotel.
Well, maybe we can find a bigger tree, then we can build a bigger house.
Ooh, yeah, then we can have a bed and a bathroom in our tree house.
Well, Ginger, I don't know about that.
Oh, and we can watch the hippos.
What hippos?
The hippos below the tree house.
Ginger, hippos are in Africa.
Oh, then let's find a big tree in Africa. Yeah.
Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. What do you think of this tree? I think it's great. In fact, I like to build a house up in its branches. Then I could live up in a tree. Wouldn't that be fun? I could feel the wind blow and I could see far away. A tree house would be a really cool place to live. Children often dream of building a treehouse. It can be their secret place to hide or gather with their friends. Children's treehouses are very simple. They're often just some wood nailed into a tree. But some treehouses are very interesting and beautiful. Not many people actually live in treehouses, but there are many treehouse hotels around the world. You can stay in them for a night or two. Then you know what it's like to live in one. These treehouse hotels have everything you need, including a kitchen and bathroom. You can fall asleep listening to the wind in the leaves. You can find treehouse hotels all over the world. There are many in the United States and Canada. There are plenty in Asia as well. So, if you want to live like the birds live, try staying in a treehouse. That would be a good idea before you decide to live in one.
So let's see, if I build a treehouse, I can put the living room here and the bedroom there. It would be fun to sleep in a tree, but how do you build a bathroom in a treehouse? That wouldn't be easy. And what if there's a storm? A treehouse might not be a safe place. Oh, well, it's fun to think about anyway. See you next time, everyone.
What a fun lesson today. You know, Marie, I keep thinking about being a kid again and playing in a treehouse.
I know what you mean, Peter. Some of these treehouses sound really cool. Any kid would dream of having one like the hotels we learned about today.
That's right. These were really cool hotels. Well, friends, we are out of time for today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.